Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday morning, if you're not watching Avengers, that is. Now, yesterday was April series expiry, and there was volatility written all over the market's face. At 3 p.m., classic downtick that we saw from the Nifty. From 11,796 levels, we saw the Nifty fall to sub 11,700 itself, sub 11,650 if you must. And that expiry day volatility was primarily contributed by all the key index heavyweights, be it Reliance, HDFC Limited, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, and Infosys. These five stocks, which account for almost 25% of the weight on the index, accounted for more than 60% weight on yesterday's correction. But the markets were respecting earnings and punishing bad earnings. UltraTech, case in point, we saw a gain of almost 12% from the result day lows. And Bharti Infratel, on the other hand, disappointed on earnings. The stock fell more than 10%. April series, the Nifty has gained about 72 points. But the Nifty Bank was a weakener. It was lower by about 860 points. Yesterday, the cash market flows came in from the FIIs. 3,786 crores worth purchase, which is the highest in a very long time that we've seen. The domestic institutional investors supplied about 4,070 crores in terms of cash market sales. These high volumes could also be on account of the fact that it was expiry. So let's talk about the expiry and rollovers and what they indicate for the May series. The first one, rollovers from April to May have been at 81%, which is much higher than the 3-month average of 63%, highest since August 2016. That's telling you there is more conviction. Where is this conviction? This conviction looks like it's on the long side, because the FIIs, they are 75% long on the index, and that is something also that we've seen for the longest in the longest time. Watch out for a couple of triggers for the May series. The biggest one will be the outcome of the general elections on May 23rd. Also, watch out for the remainder of the fourth quarter earnings. Earnings is what eventually drives the markets. In terms of global cues, we have the US FOMC meet on April 30th and May 1st, and the crude oil prices are something that we will be watching out for as well. In the immediate near term, the Nifty currently is at 11,641, which is absolutely where the 20-day moving average is placed as well. So let's see whether we go higher from here or lower from here. If we do go lower from here, 11,550 has been the sacrosanct support over the last 1 month. So let's see whether we take support once again out there or not. And if we do go higher from the 20-day moving average itself, definitely watch out for yesterday's high of 11,796. And if that is crossed, then all eyes will be on the record high of 11,865 and whether we go ahead and cross that. In terms of stocks to watch out for in the news today, watch out for a couple of earnings that the street will be eyeing: Hero MotoCorp and Yes Bank. Axis Bank reported numbers yesterday. Two good points, two bad points. The good points, annualized slippage ratio has been the lowest in the last 3 years at 2.4%. Gross NPAs have seen a sharp decline, so good improvement in asset quality. The gross NPA at 5.26% is the lowest in the last 7 quarters. However, a bit of a niggle with regards to the margins. Net interest margins declined quarter on quarter by about 3 basis points. And loan growth at 12.5% was lower than expected growth rate of 14 to 15%. However, strength in balance sheet may keep the stock afloat. Tata Steel reported an exactly in-line set of numbers as far as the India EBITDA per ton is concerned at 13,619 rupees. European EBITDA was much higher than what the street was expecting, even if you account for the exceptionals. And remember, Tata Steel ended at the lows of the day yesterday, so maybe most of the weakness is factored in, and from here on we may see some green take. Biocon, 31% revenue growth, 73% EBITDA growth, and net profit growth of 64%. 31%, optically you would say it's great, but the street was working with 35%. Why were the revenue lower than expectations? Because branded formulations business, that saw a decline of about 11% in the revenues. The companies also issued a bonus of 1:1, so that could act as a sweetener today. MCX, good numbers coming in. Fourth quarter, average daily turnover was higher by 13%. And for a business like this, when the turnover is higher, the operating leverage kicks in, and which is why the EBITDA moved higher by 16% and the net profit was higher by 79%. Cyient, the revenues were in line at 1163 crores versus our poll of 1144 crores. The EBITDA also at 167 crores was in line with our poll of 170 crores. And this is something that the street will take with both hands, given the company had issued a profit warning. Finally, watch out for Maruti. Morgan Stanley stays overweight despite weakness in the margins. They believe margins are at a cyclical low, should rebound sharply as volumes turn in the second half of FY20. They have a target of 8,150 rupees on Maruti. And before I let you go, also keep an eye out on PVR and Inox Leisure. If you're not at any of the PVR and Inox Leisures, that is for Avengers Endgame. Have a good day.